I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vicky Patterson, The Secret Part 2. I am here with the adorable Chris Hughes. Do you get called adorable a lot?
Just by you. Well, I take that. No, adorable, yeah. Adorable I get from time to time. Yeah.
You are cute as a bunny in a bow tie.
Oh, like,
I can't believe more people don't just like want to eat your face.
I wish they did.
Go on, before we broke up for part one,
yeah.
I asked you if there was any girl in any series of Love Island who you wish had been in yours. I've given you some time to think, mate. Time's up. The buzz has done. Who is it you wish was in your Love Island?
Do you know what? From their general personality, because I've met her plenty of times, but it'd be someone like Kendall.
Oh, I can see that.
Kendall was series after me, but she's just a really nice girl. And obviously she's managed by my lot as well. So that's why I know her really well. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But she's so lovely. Yeah, really, really nice girl.
She's not, like, she's easy on the eye and all, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very, very pretty.
Fucking lush.
Yeah.
Honestly, every time I see her on Instagram,
she's
like,
flawless, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, yeah, bless her. No, she's really nice.
But she's got a fella now, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think she'll be on her way to marriage, I'm sure.
Really?
I think so. She looks happy.
Well,
which
you didn't,
is a good thing.
Don't count your chickens, because I was as well. You know, one thing that I absolutely love about you, and I think most people must love this about you as well, is your refreshing honesty. And it's difficult for people in the public eye to be super honest, but I think even more than that, I think it's difficult for men who've come from shows like Love Island, where there is this, I think there is a bit of pressure on you to be a lad and to be a man and to get the girl. And it's a bit of like toxic masculinity, really,
mate,
isn't
honestly,
it?
Honestly, the whole lad, like, it's lad thing cringes me. Like,
yeah.
Mate, honestly, like, I know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you got to be like the alpha kind of word, but realistically, like, we're not all like that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Which is, but I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But no, for me, obviously, I'm completely different. Like, even when there was bits going on with, like, other lads involving me and girls and Love Island, I find it more easy just to take a step back. And what will be, do you know what I mean?
But it's that really nice, like, happy-go-lucky, lovable, like, very vulnerable and honest approach that won you so many fans.
Yeah.
And it's why you're still working now.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's just the way I am, I guess.
I'm just naturally this cute.
Yeah, I feel like you just can't... If you're like that, like, you know, like proper lads, people, like, that's just the way they are. They'll go out, they love that. They don't, you know, they hard as nails. That's the way they're perceived. Yeah. But no, for me, I feel like it's a strength for a man to show their emotions. I've always been,
Couldn't agree with you more. Like, for me, obviously, certain environments I've found myself in, particular in my career, that whole, like, shagging birds and like pulling lasses and being this like toxic male influence, like, it does nothing for me.
Yeah,
it does nout for me.
No, I don't.
There's no way I'm dropping my pants for a fella like that.
That's my point. I don't think girls genuinely find that actually attractive. You can't find that long term attractive. I don't get it. Mate, it cringes me out when I see it. I'm like, oh, geez, come on, have a day off. So I'm thinking I'd probably clean up over you if we went out one for one. No, I know, it's just the way some people are, but some girls are attracted to it and some aren't. But that's the beauty of life, like I said. What did we say earlier?
We said variety was the spice.
Variety, I remember that. I just word it like, life's better because we're all different, but variety is the spice of life, is a better way of putting it.
I've got a couple of those up my sleeve. It's funny getting your 30s, Chris, just you're weird as well. But yeah, I mean, I know that I find it really attractive, and I think it's such a lovely characteristic when a fella can not only sort of discuss how he's feeling, but be there for his mates. Like, you can say whatever you want about whoever won Love Island, right? Whoever came second, whatever. The romance or bromance of that year, who everyone wanted to see win, was you and Ken.
Oh, I know.
It was.
Yeah, but we didn't really, me and him were just me and him. That is exactly who we are. We're still like that today. Yeah. But for us, I mean, we didn't know that that's what everyone was loving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I swear at times, I thought, me and him were adamant in some weeks, like, where we were going.
Honestly?
100%.
But you can't gauge what the public think of you
no,
at all,
No, you can't, because you don't see anything. You've got no forms of or ways of looking at the internet. You don't even know what the time
you're
is.
You're just in a bubble.
You're in a bubble, literally. And we
hoping for the best.
Yeah, and you get to like week five or something, and then you start thinking, God, it's probably going to be me going this week. But I've had a good time, and get to week six, and there's only like 2 weeks left, and I was thinking, I'm almost ready to come home. This is a long time to be away anyway.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't know. Me and Ken were just, that was just who we are. And it was so lovely, do you know what, just to have like a genuine mate like that.
Yeah.
In a villa when you're stuck somewhere, because how hard you know that you go away somewhere, if you've got your mate there and you're in an environment with people you don't know, quite how much easier is that?
It just makes everything so much more palatable when you have got someone you can count on and you can rely on in that situation. I remember being in the jungle, right, isn't this? And I was so the underdog.
Yeah.
Like, I was in there with big people with huge, like, which with legend status, like Tony Hadley, Spandau Ballet, Chris Eubank, like boxing legend, like Duncan Bannatyne, Dragon's Den, like big people. And I was just sitting there, like, oh no, it's gonna be me. Every week I was convinced it was gonna be me.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, you get further along the process and you kind of think, I'm doing something right here. I'm doing okay. And like, I remember there was this guy, and you'll know who he is, but no one else will. And he'd worked on Geordie Shore with me years before, but he was working on The Jungle. He was a producer. And you don't see many people, but when you go out for trials and challenges,
they
take you out. And I remember saying to him, like, am I doing okay? Will you just please tell me? And he was like, Vicky, you know we can't tell you anything. And I was like, I know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't ask, I don't want to get you in trouble. He said, it's fine. And I used to ask everyone that all the time, am I doing okay?
Yeah.
Like, is me man going to be proud? Like, those are questions, only thing I wanted to know.
Yeah.
And this one time, I was getting really close to the wire, and I couldn't believe I was still there. I was beside myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I doing okay? He was like, you know, I can't tell you. You're mic'd up. And I started, like, do you know the little interviews you do? And he took me to one side. He's like, right, Vicky, so I just want to get your take on the challenge you've just done with Chris, getting your dingo dollars, whatever. He went, if you could just read over my notes and tell me if you agree. And he wrote down on his piece of paper, don't worry, you're doing great.
Oh, bless. That's really cute,
isn't
it?
Isn't that so
nice? I bet I made you emotional.
I cried.
Yeah, I knew you would.
I want to cry thinking about it now. It was the most reassuring thing anyone could have done to me. Like,
and it just brings you up, makes you feel better. And then you go back into camp and you'll be
more yourself.
So relaxed.
Yeah.
In an environment where you're just not relaxed.
Yeah. Because it's hard.
It is hard. It's
hard to be yourself.
It's hard because, and it would be easier, like you say, when you can bounce off someone if you knew someone in there previously, but you don't. You're chucked in with absolute strangers. You don't know.
Nah.
It's like a bit like Love Island. You don't know who you're going in there with until you see them, do you?
And you don't even know, even if you did, whether you're going to have a rapport with them or not. Like, for me, everyone thought me and Fern were going to hate each other.
Yeah.
Everyone's convinced. They were like, ooh, two feisty women, one's north, one's south, who are pitting against each other in the press. Got in there. Fucking loved her.
Yeah.
Love the bones, but I still do to this day.
Yeah, I think she's lovely, isn't she?
She's
great. I am really well, but I think she's she came up to me. She came up with one of the awards, and she was like, "Oh, she goes, my mum and my nan absolutely love watching your ITV racing. You're a proper niche. I'm really like really proud of you. Well done." I'm thinking, "Gosh, I didn't expect it. Yeah, you're lovely.
Isn't it so lovely?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it when people come up and say nice things in the industry.
Because they don't have to.
No,
that's what's so nice. And you remember that because someone's
absolutely.
Genuinely, whether they've walked over a table which is 10 meters. Like, if someone goes out their way to want to compliment you or say something good about you, to bring you up or just say something which will make you feel good.
Yeah.
But you remember shit like that.
So if anybody is listening to this and thinks, God, they've just seen Chris on the street or they've seen me in the street and they're wondering whether they should come and say something, always come over and say something. Always say nice things. I love
how
it.
Cute is it when people...
Oh, I love it.
People, you can... Like, I don't know if it sounds cringe or not, but you can spot people who want to come over and say
talk.
Something kind of... But it's almost, it's so cute when they're too shy.
Oh, God,
But some people, they genuinely, they can't bring themselves to do it. Some people can, and some people can't. But that, again, that's just the difference of two different people. But yeah, it's like, I like when people come over and want to have a talk.
I feel like
I'm an outgoing, like, outgoing people. Chatty afterwards. Yeah. We love a talk, so... Yeah, come and say hello.
I feel like anyone who comes up and speaks to me is a woman or is a man. They're older, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they either watch us on Geordie Shore, in which case they're in their 30s now, or they liked me in the jungle, in which case they could be in their bloody 50s for all I know. But they're self-assured, they're confident, they come over, they shake me hand, they give us a hug, they tell us it's nice to see me journey. I get the nicest people.
Yeah.
I feel like the people who come up to you are going to ultimately be crazy young girls. Am I right?
You get crazy young girls. You get a lot of like lads as well.
Do you?
Yeah, because
do they say like how nice it is? Like you're a different cup of tea, your breath of fresh air.
Yeah, they do. Yes. But the beauty of Love Island, this is what Matt, you brought like groups of boys together, like proper boys, uh-huh. and they were like watched it. Because I remember like even when I come off and I knew like all the rappers like were Richard watched it. Like all these like mainstream rappers, I'm thinking, wow, geez. Like young and in people, like obviously we ended up writing a song with him and we performed with him on stage, me and Kem did it, like Ministry or whatever. But when he came up to us and we met him, he was like, he was going out to do a show or something abroad. And he was like, mate, I had it on my laptop, I nearly just missed my flight. Because he refused to get on the plane until he's like, watched Love Island. He's like, I couldn't miss it. And all these boys watch it, but that's what's mad. They're the people, then they get, like gas it up and I love it. It makes me laugh like mad. But
it's so
you get
hilarious.
All, you do genuinely get all sorts. But then I get the other demographic from doing the horse racing. Uh-huh. I can get like people up to like 70, 80.
Honestly?
Yeah, mad.
You're so passionate about
it. I was
well,
running in my village right the other day.
Good.
No, I was cycling and a guy was running. Uh-huh. I was just like, so it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This guy didn't recognise me.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I've drove past him. Then he shouted and I like stopped on my bike. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
He goes, Chris, he goes, oh, massive, like, massive fan of the racing.
Oh!
I watch you, like, every week, think you're doing great. And then he was 20 yards away from me, so he shouted that to me. I was like, cheers, see you there. I was ploughing through on my bike. But, yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's so lovely. It is so lovely.
But then they go away. But and they go, and they say nice things to you, make you feel right. Because you've had that conversation with them, you could, like, you say, give them a comment or say something nice back, and it makes them feel better. Like, it's to be able to make people's days. That's what my brother always said. So when I used to do not just like the club appearances, when I went places, just from like doing a video message for someone on the phone or for their friend or just having a photo with someone, they go away like all giddy and they're like, he always said, he's like, do you not think that's mad? You made that person day.
You have got the power to do that. Yeah, what a lovely thing.
And that's a nice thing, knowing that you can make someone happy just from mad, isn't it?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good though.
I do. I think Love Island has given you incredible opportunities.
Yeah.
But I do think you've been very responsible with your platform.
Yeah.
And I know that you could have probably just gone out loads and kissed loads of girls and been falling out of places drunk and just done anything a young lad in his right mind would have wanted to do. But why I admire you is because you've taken the time to use your platform super, super responsibly. Yeah. You've used it for good. You're like a superhero.
I'll take that.
But I love it. Like, I often turn on this morning and you're talking about the importance of mental health.
Yeah.
You've raised awareness about so many issues that I actually don't think there's enough men talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think the main one for me as well, besides for the mental health as well, is the like the testicular side of things. So I went on this morning. I wanted to do a live testicular examination. I didn't realise actually fully that I was getting my knackers out. First of all. So I've shaved them that morning.
Yeah.
I used
What are they, a bit red?
No, mate, give them a trim.
Yeah.
They weren't red. Okay. They were like really smooth.
What nice.
And I can't remember who saw me that day and said, right, you've got like the most groomed ball sack I've ever seen. I was like, yeah, there's a reason for that. So because a few people are about to see it. Anyway, so but the beauty of that is my cousin had testicular cancer and my brothers have suffered with a bit like fertility and stuff. So for me, it was something natural. And I've had 4 operations on my testicles.
Oh my
so like those scars, you obviously can't hear on a podcast. But they, the audience, these scars you can see through the microphone.
Chris has scars on his and he's very brown and very torn skin. Yeah. It's disgusting. Put it away.
Then, but that's what I mean. I've got scars like all over me where I've had 4 different operations because I had like a varicocele, which is a group of veins which come from the kidney into the testicles. And it's like it forms a cluster. So effectively, when that surrounds the testicle, it can take oxygen away from it, can make it hamper your fertility. Mm-hmm. So I had that operated on. That was all sorted out within a couple of years or whatever. So for me to go on this morning, talk about sort of testicular cancers and the dangers of it was a good thing. And then obviously, like literally 24 hours later, my brother found a lump off the back of that and then was diagnosed with it. Yeah. So and then, so the beauty of that is, you know, me wanting to do that kind of made my brother actually check himself because men don't do that. You know, I swear to you, like, I always say this for a woman in a shower. I know not all women check, but like, that you can wash yourself and you can kind of feel your boobs. Women feel their boobs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But men don't, like, when we wash, right? Yeah, you wash like all around there, but you don't feel it.
There's not
like,
a
there's
lot,
a way of feeling your balls, like, if
and
you've
it's
got
very
a lump
specific.
Stuff. Very specific, yeah, exactly. So, it's kind of just like alerting the danger of that and encouraging people to check in. Honestly, like my management have had emails from parents of a kid who's checked himself off the back of it and been diagnosed with it. So yeah, really good.
You're like, and I don't want to sound dramatic here, and I'm not like, but you are like that thing alone, that is saving lives, Chris. Like that's
yeah,
a
I
big
know, that
deal,
was,
mate.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be modest. Like,
no,
take that.
No,
that's
I will
good.
Say, yeah. And yeah, that's what, so that's what makes you feel good. Okay, but I don't do it for that. I did it because no, I wanted to do it. And I remember, the beauty of that was they wanted me to do it 2 weeks ago and I couldn't do it because I had another job commitment.
Mm.
But I said to Jimmy and Chris, my manager, I said, like, make sure, like, can they just delay that and do it? Because I want to do that because I've got a reason to do it. Like,
yeah.
It's
coming from a good place.
Yeah, it's because it's kind of, like, relatable for myself
experience.
And my family, yeah. So, and then, you know, lo and behold, I think that's the saying, isn't it? My brother, was, is that the saying? I
it
never
is,
know what that
lo,
word is.
Lo and behold,
oh,
actually,
lo,
it's
it,
very apt considering we're talking about balls.
All right, okay, yeah. But whatever the saying is. Yeah, my brother was diagnosed with cancer. But so, yeah, that in mental health, yeah, obviously, I love using my platform. And I've got a BBC show coming out about that. So we filmed.
Congratulations!
Yeah, so we filmed it all now. So it's just waiting to get like a good slot, but hopefully we'll get a little BBC One slot, and then it'll be on the iPlayer as well. So it'll be like
can
later
you tell,
this year.
Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's because I've done the I actually did the press release for this about ages ago, but it's been held back for a number
course.
Of different reasons. Really, got held back is because my brother's still ongoing fertility checks, so it's. You kind of, we film, the rest of that is kind of waiting to be filmed with.
Sure.
But yeah, it'll be out on BBC, like we filmed it, predominantly, like 90, obviously the first 10% is we filmed Ben having his cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. So that, he's got, you know, he's good as gold now in terms of cancer.
Such good news.
But he's
so
having
please.
Massive issues with his fertility, which will play out within the documentary. But 90% of it is based around male fertility because it's very stigmatised. Like two men, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine you're a bloke right now. We'll go to the pub. We ain't going to talk about our balls.
I'd be called Derek.
I'm not gonna, yeah, and I'll be called
Derek.
And I'll be John, right?
Derek and John.
But I'll say, I'm not going to sit down with you with a pint. I'm a Sunderland fan. I'm a Sunderland fan. Right? This is what's mad.
Oh, my God.
So I'd say, oh, Derek, like, Sunderland is shit, and you'd be...
Yeah,
you'd
I know
be
that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This doesn't really work with us, does it?
We would being not be friends.
Yeah, being a Geordie. But we talk about sport, we talk about this, we talk about that. We ain't going to sit down and go, oh, like, I'm having problems, like, you know, with my fertility,
I can't
get pregnant. But women will go and talk about that. So female fertility isn't stigmatised, but male fertility is. And if it becomes unstigmatised, then more people will take good care of their balls from an earlier age, therefore allowing them the best possible chances of having a child. Because it damages so many people. We've got people on the documentary which are completely infertile. They've spent thousands of pounds, like
IVF, everything
like that. And it's like ruined them mentally as well. It has massive mental effects on it. So it's like almost like a, what's it called? It's just like a knock-on effect. So if people can like look at their balls and testicles and take care of themselves from an earlier age, then it'll help a few people, won't it? So.
Yeah, no, honestly, you're saying such important stuff. Like, if there is any men listening, I know it's predominantly women, but women could.
The women could tell.
Yeah, exactly. Get your fellas. Check your nads, man.
That'd be good, yeah. Good. It should be. Should be. It's one of those educational documentaries.
I am super excited to watch it.
I'm going to see a lot of interesting stuff.
We have never spoke about balls this much.
No, that was I was waffling on about balls.
So much balls. No, I'm sure no one's complaining. Before you go, and it is nearly time to wrap up Vicky Patterson's Secret 2, every week I have a wonderful guest on and they tell me their secret to something. Something they can pontificate on. Something I want to give the listeners something to take away. And hearing you talk throughout this, I've been kind of, my little cogs have been turning. And I think it would be such a shame if we didn't talk about your secret to showing vulnerability. Secret to showing your sensitive side.
100%. I think, like I said earlier, it's a massive strength to show your emotions. Mm-hmm. I've always showed my emotions. I think not only is it a strength, it's a strength to yourself, your own mental state of mind as well, because you're not holding anything in. Like, restricting yourself from showing your true emotions only makes things tougher. Yeah. It's the same with mental health as well. If you're very open about the way you're feeling, you talk to people, mm-hmm. you know, it's never going to do you any harm. It can only make things better. And I just think it's important for men to, show their emotions. It's never a weakness. It's a massive strength. And that's what we should all remember and destigmatize the kind of, the whole, men should be brutes.
Men should be men. And they should chop wood. Men should cry, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Literally, 100%. People think, men are there to, fix cars if they go wrong. Or, like you say, chop wood. They're the ones who light the fire. But no, it's like, we're all human. We're all wired up.
They bake. They watch Disney films.
Exactly, that kind of thing,
Men come in all shapes and sizes, ladies.
And that's what I mean. It's good to, you got to be in touch with your emotions because it will only make you happier in the long run.
So if we have got a woman listening who thinks, God, I just wish I could get my fella to open up more.
Yeah.
You just advise her to what?
I just say, just chat to him and just say,
give him a safe space.
Yeah, men don't, and what it is especially men of an older generation, that was all that stigma is that's almost cemented in them. Mm-hmm. But there's no age where you can, you can drop the ball and you can be, show your emotions. And I think if I was a woman talking to a man, I'd be like, look, just be more open. It's only gonna, if it's to do with your relationship, it's only gonna help your relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you're having mental struggles with your own mental health, then it's only gonna help that if you're more open and honest. You talk to people around you, friends, family, whoever it is. But not everybody has the beauty of this. Not everyone has friends and family to talk to. Yeah. But we work, like you do as well. We work with sort of mental health charities and we do stuff for that. And there's so many people there that you can talk to. There's, these call lines are open 24/7. And just be open about your emotions. Talk to someone. It can be a stranger. And that can honestly lift a massive weight.
I think that's such a lovely way to end. Showing your vulnerability, showing how you feel. It's not a weakness. If anything, it's a strength.
It's a strength. As Drake said, there's a Drake lyric.
Go on.
I know that showing emotion don't ever mean I'm a pussy.
Oh, that's really? He is truly the Shakespeare of our generation. Thank you so much, Chris.
No worries. Bless you. It's been good fun.
Oh, guys, I hope you all enjoyed listening to that episode as much as I enjoyed making it. What a darling he is. So huge thank you to Chris for coming on. Huge thank you to all of you for listening. I hope you're enjoying these. We are super enjoying making them. If you haven't caught up with all the ones in the series, there's a whole plethora of podcasts available to listen to. Vicky Patterson, The Secret. I think we're now, this might be number 12. I don't know. Anyway, I've lost count. But if you are enjoying them, please do all of the podcasty things, like leave a review, tell your mates, subscribe. Because it means everything to us. We've recently added a little email so you guys can give us any constructive feedback you might have or any compliments, it's always nice to know we're doing something good. And that is VickyPattersonPodcast@gmail.com, and we look forward to receiving them. We do try and get back, but if we haven't got back to one of your messages, I just wanted to say thank you so much. It's so nice to know that people are getting a little bit of a takeaway from this. So keep sending them in. Hope you have a great week, guys. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.